Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hot 97.
Yo, 97. Is it time? Rosenberg, what are we giving away? Do you even know?
Oh, you got to tell the people to call us up.
Oh, 800-223-9797. I thought that happened already, son. Laura never loses because she's not here. We can do it next. It's the Ebro versus Rosenberg edition. This is what the people want. They ain't seen one of these face-offs in a minute.
It's been a couple months since one of these doozies.
You know what I mean? It's going damn.
It's going down.
Diggy, diggy, damn. Call right now so we can get it cracking. Yo, Shani.
Yo.
We got to play a Heat Rock real quick and then come on back and play the Lord Never Loses situation.
You want to do that? What we doing?
Yeah. Man, I think we need to play something off that Drizzy Drake album, B. You know what I like.
Yeah, well, I just hit that joint. I just hit Race My Mind.
I know that Race My Mind, but listen. That Pipe Down is a situation, too.
Pipe Down. See.
Pipe down. Look, I had an idea yesterday. I was driving with my lady. We was going to get some food. This song is for all the fellas that just want to tell somebody to shut up. You talk too much. I need you to shut up. Like, this is that song. And I don't think Drake is getting credit for this song. I don't think enough dudes is listening to this album going, yeah, Drake, tell her to be quiet. She talking too much. She on your nerves right now. We could do like an episode of Yes King Yes where dudes call in and shout out to their girl and tell them to pipe down. It probably wouldn't go over well. It'd be a lot of breakups, be a lot of problems.
No.
But still, it would feel good.
Only Drake can get away with saying this, by the way.
What, pipe down?
Yeah, and people would like it. Only Drake.
Yo, I was listening to it yesterday. I was like, wow, that'd be amazing. We have dudes call in and be like, yo, so-and-so, I need you to pipe down.
It's just too much.
It's too much. You're talking too much. You're getting on my nerves. You're yelling at me about nothing.
So do you want to play the game? You want
to
play the game now and then hit pipe down?
Let's do it. Who we got on the line?
We got Gina.
Gina.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Gina. Where you driving to today?
I'm driving to work right now, actually.
What do you do?
I'm actually a truck driver.
Ooh, shout out to all the truck drivers. Do you know what you're delivering today? What you're hauling?
Yeah, we're going to Jersey today.
Okay. Anything special in the back of the truck? Anything I could, stop by, pick up a little, it might be a little overflow. Something may fall off the truck for the old man, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we got some frozen seafood. I don't know if you like seafood, but.
I do like seafood.
Uh-oh. Seafood off the truck, Ebro?
I don't know about all that, but still. You know what I mean? It's frozen, so it'll be all right. Who else you got, Shani? Yeah. Who else you got? Thank you. Thank you for that. You got a heads up.
Hannibal.
What's good, my brothers?
I'm peace, man. How are you?
Peace.
What's good, y'all? What's good? Ready to play?
We great, man. What are we playing for today, Shani Culture? You know?
Nah, I don't know.
Damn. Nobody don't know the prizes? It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, sure I do. You want to know what the prize is for this?
Yo, what you got, son?
I got
Universal Circus.
That's right, at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens.
You know what I'm saying?
We got tickets to two different shows. 7 o'clock. Tickets on sale now. UniversalCircus.com. That's what we playing for. Her name is Sheila. You're the truck driver, Sheila?
Gina.
Yeah. Yes.
Who do you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg?
I'm gonna go with you, Ebro. Let's do it.
Oh, Rosenberg's gotten good though.
He's
gotten real good.
We don't know.
60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question. Let's play. Lord never loses because she's not here.
Here we go. Okay, which rapper was arrested for assault?
Ebro. Ooh, rapper arrested for assault.
See, I don't know.
Three, two, one.
Meek Mill.
Probably you, but incorrect.
Probably. That's rude.
Which rapper was arrested for assault after a fight in an NYC club?
Oh, I have no idea.
Which rapper was arrested for assault in an NYC club?
3, 2.
I have no idea.
G-Eazy is the guy.
Oh, that's G-Eazy. Right. I did know that.
Gerald. Yeah, Gerald. We did.
Sure, sure.
What cheese is used in lasagna's name?
Peter.
Ebro.
What cheese is used in mozzarella?
Incorrect.
Finish the question, please.
What cheese used in lasagna's name means recooked in Italian?
Oh, Carter.
You said it, but that's not in the name, is it? Ricotta. Oh, in the name, not in the name lasagna, the name of the cheese. Ricotta.
Ricotta is correct.
Thank you, Ebro, and I win!
He wins!
Yes! He wins! Got you, bro. Never doubted it for a second.
Hannibal.
Yo, that was the worst one ever. It took us a minute to answer two questions.
No tickets.
Yo, Hannibal, you got Universal Soul Circus. Roy Williams Park, man. Yo, man, I love that the Universal Circus is back. UniversalSoulCircus.com. Hang on, Hannibal. We'll get your info on the way. The Brosenberg Report is back. What are we reporting on, man? The Emmys last night? Did you watch? Do you care?
That's the question. Ooh. We'll find out next.
Hang on.
I'm working on the iron.
It's your joint. Break
right here. Said you belong. Just pipe down.
Just pipe down.
Listen. Drake telling her to shut up. In the most beautiful way.
I tatted your passport up. Now it's looking like a arm sleeve. Just know that was on me.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Oh, yeah.
Ebro and P.
He's P, I'm E.
I'm P, he's E.
Yes, R.I.P. Biz Markie. I guess the top of the stack is the Emmys, right? We got to touch on that last night. Debbie Allen getting a big award where she told him to stop the clock. Was like, yo, look, I'm not paying attention to your clock, sir. I'm going to say this damn speech. And went on and did what she wanted to do with it last night. Debbie Allen deserves all the love. We all love. I don't know a person that doesn't like Debbie Allen.
True. That was the like lifetime achievement kind of situation?
I think so. It's called the Governor's Award.
Okay.
But she was given the award, presented the award. I think it was Ava DuVernay, Michael Douglas, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Ellen Pompeo present Debbie Allen the Governor's Award at the Emmys. Also, RuPaul became the most decorated person of color, or maybe even black person, at the Emmys after getting more Emmys last night for his show that's been running for a long time. So he got love. And then who else got major
awards last
night?
It says Ted Lasso, yep. The Crown, The Queen's Gambit did the big numbers last night.
I mean, Ted Lasso, that's a doozy. If you haven't spent some time with Ted Lasso and you want just a feel-good comedy, Ted Lasso's the one. It's a good time. What else you working with today, Rosenberg?
Well, on Long Island, they finally got a resolution to this case that has now become a national murder story. The body was found of Gabby Petito. That was the woman who went away on a trip with her fiance. She disappeared. And
he came back.
He came back. And all of a sudden, you know, didn't want to say anything. Then he gives a statement that sounded incredibly cold and weird. Then guess what? The authorities in Florida, where he is, didn't keep track of him. He's now gone. and her body has been found.
Mm. And he's gone.
He's gone now. They cannot
find
him.
I saw some people pontificating about why this missing person case of a white woman is getting more coverage than the missing person cases of the many black and brown women who are missing all across the country.
What was the theory?
I think this story isn't just a missing person. Like, I think because it's like the boyfriend came back, it's not a regular missing person story where people somebody just vanished.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, all I say is this. The stories like this are horrible and they pop up. This one has grabbed me because it sounds so straight out of one of these like murder mystery podcasts. Because you have the boyfriend and the trip, and then he disappears, and now he's on the run, and his
and
weird statement.
Wasn't she a blogger or YouTuber or some travel something?
I don't know what she did. She was 23. He's 23 years old. So they were both very young. I guess now, it's suffice it to say, if you thought it was him, now that he's on the run, pretty sure that'll turn out to be the case. But anyways, to her family and friends, they just received word yesterday that the body has been found. So
terrible.
Horrible, horrible story.
And they're local. They're out in Long Island.
They are Long Island family. That's right.
Whew. That's annoying and heavy. And that's the Brosenberg Report. Yo,
okay,
Chris Rock, get well. Yo, Chris Rock has a breakthrough case of COVID. Chris Rock, who's vaccinated. It's always good when the vaccinated person is telling more people to get vaccinated even though they got COVID anyway and it's bad.
But by the way, that's the killer. That's the killer. I saw yesterday. Chris Rock says, get vaccinated. Y'all don't want to get this. And I'm like, but you are vaccinated.
You did get it, bro.
Exactly.
I was like, damn.
No, but
he's
got one of those breakthrough cases, it looks like. He's one of those cases.
Yeah, get well, man.
Get well, bro. WQHT New York. Congratulations, you played yourself in Ride or Die on the way.
WQHT FM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. You are now rocking with Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
All right, yo, Rosenberg, get up here. It's time to play Ride or Die. We got a friend of the show. His name is Dominic.
Dominic Bomsay.
What's up, Ebro?
Hey, man. So this is completely his idea, Rosenberg. Run through your scenario, Dom.
So my girl's coming back from Jamaica. We live together here in the city. And I'm going to tell her that she's supposed to get back tomorrow morning.
How long she been gone for?
2 months.
Wow. Okay, she's been home.
Yeah. So she's dying to come home. But I'm going to tell her, listen, instead of coming to the crib tomorrow morning, you got to go stay with your cousins because we just got offered $2,000, but they want to use our crib to shoot porn for the weekend.
Oh, let's see if she's ride or die.
All right, let me conference her.
All right, you got 30 seconds, man.
She might be ride or die, but she might think you're stupid. $2,000.
Hello?
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, listen, really quick. Tomorrow morning when you get here, right? Do you think it's okay if you go to stay with Jason and them? Just for like a couple of days? Okay, don't be mad, but we got offered some money. Some people just want to shoot like a little movie at our apartment.
Okay.
It's going to be a porn. But they're going to pay us like $2,000 just to use the apartment till Saturday.
They're going to pay.
But I got to call the guy back right now. It's I don't know, some guy that Ebro knows. So I got to call him back now to let him know. What?
That's a lot of money, $2,000.
It helps.
Where are you going to sleep?
Rosenberg said I could crash at his place. What do you think?
Anything you want to do.
Really? Buy you a nice gift. I'll buy you a nice gift with part of the money. So
all
yeah,
right,
it's a
she's
go.
Right or die.
Oh, God. Oh.
You got God.
Yo, you're going to straight let them shoot a porn movie at your crib?
I really wanted to say no, but.
You were about to let them shoot a clop porno in your house now?
I'm like, why would he agree to that? Seriously?
Sounds like some friend of Ebro's.
Yeah, well, right. Ebro, and of course, she didn't even question it because I'm such a scumbag.
Hey, Dom, good news. Your girl is ride or die.
Yep. Don't worry, babe. There will be a movie being made when you get here.
Oh! Movie!
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Well. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Monday vibes.
Vibes.
Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. Have you guys been following what's going on Rikers?
No.
What happened?
What's happening?
You know, people dying due to COVID. Oh. Wow. You know, you get locked in Rikers. You haven't actually been convicted of a crime. But a lot of people get held on, pre-trial bail. They can't get their pre-trial bail or the judge won't give them bail. People have been trying to crack down on cash bail. You got activists and attorneys and people trying to get people out of there because they're like, yo, it's not safe in Rikers. COs getting COVID, getting sick. It's been a mess for a while.
Mm.
And a lot of people have been telling, you know, saying, look, we got to expedite getting people where they got to go. Well, either they're going to be put on trial or they're going to be released on bail before trial. But, you know, people get locked in Rikers. They languish for long periods of time. We've heard those stories of people who get put in there for long periods of time, get put on solitary, and commit suicide. We've heard of that. Now you got people languishing in there, getting COVID. So follow what's going on in Rikers, cause it's a whole situation right now.
Oof.
And remember, everybody was asking y'all to close Rikers, but they never came up with a solution to get the people out of Rikers into other facilities. Remember, they're gonna do smaller facilities, but that takes time, so they haven't been able to get that done. All of this leads up to one of these, though.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself. I don't play.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, and all of it on the COVID front. Remember, the COVID-19 vaccine is not a cure. It's only meant to keep people from getting extremely sick, going to the hospital, and or dying. That's all it's intended for. I saw yesterday trending, people were talking about the shingles vaccination.
Mm.
Which, listen, that's one of those too. If you had chicken pox or your kid got the chicken pox vaccine, which most kids did or do because it's mixed in with the MMR vax, you have it in your system and you could get shingles. And they say the shingles vax is a double dose, just like this coronavirus, and it is no fun. But what's worse, shingles or the vax? It's the same scenario here. You may or may not get COVID. It may or may not be bad for you. But are you going to risk potentially getting COVID and it being bad for you? Or are you going to take the vax?
Nothing to worry about.
It's the same scenario.
And then you have stories like Chris Rock where you get the vax and still get COVID. Which, I hate to do it. But do we have to give Chris Rock one of these?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Why? What are you talking about?
Well, only because he put out a message yesterday that said, get the vaccine, you don't want this. But you got the vaccine.
Right.
And you still got it.
Now, by the way, I am 100% for the vaccine. I think if you look at the stats, it makes sense to get the vaccine. But at the same time, it's hard to be a vaccinated person who got COVID and is actually sick. Bad enough that you're telling other people you don't want this and put out that message. I might have just stayed quiet.
Right. It's not particularly encouraging for the people who already don't have the vaccine to that say, okay.
How do we know Chris Rock is vaccinated?
He said he was. And all the articles say he is.
When did he say he was vaccinated?
Something I saw that he had announced it when he was on Jimmy Kimmel. Something I read. But everywhere else just says he's vaccinated. I don't know if the Jimmy Kimmel is the only source of where they believe that he's vaccinated, because he went on that show and said, I'm double shot Rock. Maybe that's what.
But he's definitely been moving around, which makes me think that he's vaccinated. He showed up at the Garden last week to perform. He's vaccinated, yo.
Right, because to get into the Garden,
you're flashing a vaccine.
You think they actually stopped Chris Rock and was like, show your vaccination card?
Fair enough. I mean, considering, do you think they stopped everyone who showed up to the Verses? Let alone Chris Rock? I don't know.
Because on the consumer side, you know, when you're walking in, you got to flash your vaccines like I did at the U.S. Open. And by the way, you flash the app or you flash your card, a picture of your card or something like that. It is not like a QR code or something that's like, it's just you're just showing somebody
showing a
something
picture
on your phone.
Right? Yeah, it ain't deep
it
at
ain't
all.
That, it ain't that in depth, by the way.
No. About.
It's not like scanning your eye scan when you use Clear at the airport where they're scanning your retinas or whatever it is.
Yo, you know what? By the way, I'm glad you brought up Clear. You know what I was thinking about yesterday?
Huh.
Here we go.
As we had the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 and Osama bin Laden still won when it came to ruining our airport life permanently, you realize how crazy it is that even if you're Clear or TSA, you still have to throw away your damn moisturizer to go on the plane?
That's right.
Why? Tell me this. And no. And you know what? Hit the button on the entire system that they have in place, please.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's been 20 years of them basically doing this performative act of you need to take your shoes off. We need to throw away your stuff. We want to make you feel safe. Bro, first of all, why do you think toothpaste is dangerous to an airplane, but y'all don't have any security to get on an Amtrak train at all? Can someone please explain to me after 20 years? Because I need questions. And if you're pre-check, can't pre-check, that means the only benefit of pre-check is a shorter line and I can keep shoes on?
Yep.
Let me keep my damn moisturizer, man. I like this moisturizer. I do not want to give this to you right now.
Yo, the pre-check thing, so I get through faster, but I don't have to take my shoes off.
That's it.
Laptop out.
And you keep your laptop in the bag.
Yeah.
But you can't bring a soda.
Well, because you've already been checked. You know what I'm saying? They done ran your background already.
But that's my point. So if they've already run your background, Ebro, why can't you bring the moisturizer?
Exactly. Why can't I keep my lotion?
So let's switch gears a little bit. This happened yesterday on the football field. Minnesota versus Arizona. They had an incredible back and forth game. There were a lot of great games yesterday. This one was a back and forth fight. And in the very end of the game, Minnesota gets into field goal range. Short. I think it's like a maybe 38, 39 yarder. They line up. They're down 1 point. Okay, this is the radio call from Minnesota Vikings radio as the Vikings attempt to kick the game-winning field goal. Johnny.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. This... Hey, Mr. Wright.
Hit the button, Shotty. That's enough. Thank you.
To a team.
Damn, man. Their press box, had the bad angle.
They had the bad angle. Yo, he yelled, it's good! He missed it. He missed it. He missed it right.
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Curved is happening next. I don't. And then we got tickets, man. With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Listen, One Africa Fest is coming back to Coney Island. T with Savage and many, many more. We got tickets coming up in 15 minutes. I think DJ John's here, Cash One, back from El Patio in DR.
Good times.
Yeah, how was it seeing family, man? I saw a good family photo you posted.
Oh, it was great. I got to see my parents, my wife's parents, and, you know, all my cousins and uncles and aunts. It was great, man. A great time.
How many things did you bring back on the airplane?
Yo.
How many things did you take from New York to DR?
I don't want to... Oh, from New York to DR? Nah, it was life from New York to DR because I had a lot of family going back and forth, so I didn't have to bring too many things to people. Coming back...
What'd you bring back?
Nah, chill, son. I ain't trying to go... Oh, I brought coffee back. I got coffee. I got
there you go. A little
coffee.
Cafe.
You know what I'm saying? I got cafe straight from the mountains. I got some dulce straight from the mountains.
Okay.
I can't talk about everything else.
That's enough.
I'll tell you guys off the air.
Cash One, 97 minutes commercial free.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Chris.
Hello. What's going on?
Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much, man. How y'all doing?
We appreciate you participating in Curve today. You met somebody, thought it was all good. Nope, you've been curved. Pretty simple. They didn't hit you back, you didn't hear from them again, you thought it was all good. And now you've called us for the segment because you want to know what the hell you did wrong. What happened? Chris, it reads here that you guys went on a date in Queens. You guys went to dinner. You did not kiss.
Okay.
Or anything at the end of the date. You thought you had a good time, and you've been trying to call her and text her for the last week.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What topics did you guys cover when you're on your first date?
We talked about both our careers. I did mention kids. We talked about what we like to eat, different stuff. So.
How many kids you got?
I don't have none, but I did talk to her about, like, how many I want, like, in the future, though.
What, did you say a crazy number? Because that might be...
I did say, like, I want 5 boys, but I don't think that's a crazy number. I know people with more
crazy
kids
number.
Than that.
It's crazy, bro. Crazy number. Five boys.
Yeah, I know, specifically, like, she can choose.
Problem.
It's probably a lot to say on the first date.
Chris, well, how was her reaction?
She was just like, yeah, that's nice. And she talked about she wanted kids. She didn't say that much, but she did say one day.
Oh. All right.
You mean to tell me women aren't excited to push 5 babies through their vagina
when they just met you?
Yeah, on the first day. Nah.
All right, well, let's see.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Okay. Chris, we're just guessing here, man. We're just guessing, bro.
All right.
Chris.
So we'll call Samantha. She doesn't know you're on the phone, okay?
Okay, got you.
All right, hang on a second.
Hello?
Samantha.
Hey.
Good morning. You're on Ebro in the Morning with the beautiful Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hello,
everyone. Hi, Samantha.
Samantha, thank you for participating in this segment titled Curved. You went on a date with Chris. We spoke to Chris. He said that he had a great time. He actually asked us to find you to ask you why you have not texted him or hit him back.
Oh, really? He did? Okay.
Yes.
To be honest, Chris was saying that he wanted to get married and have children and all the other good stuff, and I'm just not ready for that right now. So I just figured why lead him on? Well, I just didn't want to be in a serious relationship with him.
Ah, so it's him.
He's cool. He's a very nice dude, but he just wasn't my type.
Okay.
Not letting him plant any seeds in me, so.
Can you plant any seeds in you? Is that what you said?
Yeah. He wanted to have kids.
So you felt like he was trying to...
You thought he was trying to get you pregnant on the first date?
Lock it down right away?
He was very upfront about it, which is fine. But, yeah, you just, like, put it all out there, but it was a little creepy. To me, it just kind of felt a little forced.
You didn't think it was appropriate for you to say to him, yo, you know, it's only the first date. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I did say in so many words that I just wanted to kind of take my time and just, you know, just take baby steps and not, you know, well, yeah, excuse the pun.
All right.
We need to talk about marriage.
Samantha has some high standards. Well, Samantha, we have Chris on the line because he wanted to hear, and we thought it would be interesting for him to hear.
Oh.
Why you weren't texting him or hitting him back?
He's on the line.
Yeah, he's right here. Hey, Chris.
Oh,
geez. Yeah. For real, Samantha, that's how you feel though.
Well, yeah. I'm not
clear,
trying
Chris.
To like, hurt your feelings, Chris. Nothing like that. I think you're a cool guy, but it's just there wasn't any chemistry there for me. I'm sorry. I just.
See, now, I'll be honest, Samantha. I think that you should have at least been able to text him back and say, you know, it was nice to meet you, but I don't feel any chemistry. I want to move on. Instead of leaving him hanging.
Right. And you could have at least told me something. Because when we left the date, you told me I had nice dimples. We talked. And then you saying, like, I wasn't trying to, like, have babies or anything that first night. Like, yeah, like I was going to put a hole in the condom or something. Like, it wasn't like that.
I don't know, sir. You were really a little extra about it. I just wanted to go out and have a good time. And you trying to plan in a future on the first day. And it's just like, I just want to just have fun.
We talked, we vibe. I wasn't trying to put no babies in your birth canal. Like,
it's
okay. Sometimes things don't work out.
Like on my forehead, you was like, knock me up or something on my forehead. I was like, geez, can we just get past that?
Wait, are y'all getting turned on? Birth canal, forehead, what we leaving on the forehead? We going all type of this.
No, not at all.
I don't know what y'all into, but you know.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, Chris. I mean, I'm just being honest and being real with you.
Oh, now you're not trying to hurt my son.
Samantha, you guys want to go out on another date?
I mean, long
as I'm good.
He's having babies, I just want to have some fun.
Well, basically, it sounds like Chris and Samantha just want to have sex. Yeah. No babies.
That's cool. Let's do that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Enough, guys.
It's fine. It just didn't work out.
Maybe you guys talk on your own time. Thanks for participating in Curve. Take care.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. I was trying to catch up on this Karen Civil, Jesse Wu, Jason Lee, Joyner Lucas kerfuffle.
It was a lot.
Over the weekend.
What happened?
So everybody coming for Karen Civil now.
I mean, I use
everyone loosely because Jesse Wu, Joyner Lucas, it's not everyone, but Cam in the past said some things about.
Oh, and Cam came back around.
Cam said what he said about Karen Civil.
And Cam came back to celebrate this weekend saying, oh, now you guys think it's possible that she's not a great person. But when I said it, y'all just said I was a bad guy. That was basically Cam's message
now,
this weekend.
The other side, is it fair because of the many, 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 many different clients that Karen Civil have had? I'm sure there's going to be some people that are unhappy, and I'm sure she's done some unsavory things. I'm not doubting what Jesse Wu is saying or with Jason Lee's story about her hiring a hacker to hack into his websites and her admitting it on Clubhouse or something like that.
Yes, that's basically.
So I'm sure I'm not negating those activities. I guess I'm just also asking, there's tons of others. Those aren't her only clients, right? There's tons of other people that she's worked with and for that.
Yeah, I don't know if we've heard from. I don't know if we've heard from any of those people, if anyone stepped out and been like, nah, she worked for me and she did an amazing job. No one's done that yet to my knowledge. I'm not saying you're wrong, Ebro, I'm sure. I would imagine she has good relationships. She's been around a very long time. But no one seemed to step out and say that yesterday.
Right.
Maybe so people just don't want to.
That. I don't. But I have no idea.
It was nasty.
I have no idea. It got nasty, though. And this ain't the first time. But, you know, it's definitely one of those scenarios where you see you know, someone building a business, and clearly some things went left with certain individuals. Jordan Lucas said that she just disappeared with his money when he was an up-and-coming artist.
Mm-hmm. See, he said basically the story he told was that he had an investor, and the investor had spent like a lot of money, and it just wasn't working. And so with the last of the money he'd gotten from his investor, he had $60,000 left. He took a shot, he swung, and gave it to Karen Civil, like, help me make my career happen. And from the second she got paid, she just ghosted him. That's what Joyner Lucas says.
So I'm sure, listen, this ain't going away. If these are legitimate stories and Jesse Wu and Joyner Lucas want to make it known about what happened to them, I'm sure we'll either hear people come to Karen's defense or not.
Oh, and let me just answer something for 90% of our listeners to the question, who is Karen Civil? Because this is one of those things that blows up on social media, but the average person does not understand what it's about. She's a really popular marketing strategist who turned it into a consultant. Yeah, who turned it into a whole brand and worked with a lot of artists.
But also remember, she's worked with Pusha T, Nipsey Hussle, YG, Jeezy. I'm trying to think.
Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, but I didn't know about that. But so she's worked with tons of people.
Tons.
That did not complain, or I haven't heard complaints from.
And was a part of the startup of Beats by Dre. I think that was the early beginnings.
She was the original marketing person there. Was an intern under Funk Flex. When she worked with Cam and the Dipset and those guys back in the day, that's why Cam has complaints.
She worked with Lil Wayne back in the day, too.
That's right. Lil Wayne. She helped Lil Wayne when Lil Wayne...
She started the Wayne website thing, freeweezy.com.
And so the story is that...
Look, we know more about Karen than we thought.
The story is that she's taking money and running with it. That's the basic...
Well,
the bottom of the story.
That's Joyner's story.
That's Joyner's story.
Is that he paid her and she ghosted him. Jason Lee's story is that she hired a hacker to hack into his website or something, and then the hacker called him because she didn't pay the hacker. And then,
which, by the way, would be the biggest congratulations.
Yo, that's crazy. and then Jesse Wu's story, and Jesse Wu's a comedian from the internet, and she's been on our show before too. But I don't understand that story. I tried to read it and didn't understand. Karen booked her with a fake account, and then it's a whole mess. And then they ended up in court. There's court documents. I didn't even get it. I didn't even know what was going on.
According to Jesse Wu, she won the lawsuit. She won and said, "Get off my back, pay me." But listen, I have no idea. Karen's never been anything but nice to me. I've always thought she's a nice person. I have definitely always thought I don't understand exactly what's going on here. Like, there's a lot of money flowing here, a lot of different directions. And when someone takes on that public personality of not only they're running a marketing business behind the scenes, but they're front-facing, and they're like an inspirational leader, that's...
People going to come for it.
People going to come for
you. For you.
That's... By the way, people come for
everybody. Well, and not only that, but here go the other part. When a business or an artist pays you to get them noticed... Sometimes it don't work.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Nobody cares about what you're making. And that goes for companies, musicians, all that. And this isn't caping for Karen Civil because I'm not involved in her business. So the people who are complaining about things going left, I'm sure things go left all the time.
But you're pointing out an important piece of that, which is that this could be, again, we have no dog in the race, but it could be a situation where an artist pays money, is not getting the results that they want. 3 months pass.
Or anybody pass. Pays money.
Or whoever it is. 3 months pass. They're still calling Karen like, yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? And she's like, hey, you paid for 3 months. We got no results. This relationship's over. And you look at it as she stole your money and ghosted you. when in fact maybe she made an effort, didn't make any inroads, and that's that. Not saying that's the case, but that is possible, you bro. I hired a publicist for my album, an LA publicist. I got no results. Of course, my homegirl Chanel did a great job, but I hired another publicist, got nothing done. And you could flip out and be like, I paid you money, but hey, people, they weren't able to get things done. It is what it is.
So we'll be covering some more of the happenings coming up in the Brozenberg Report, but we need people to call right now. 800-223-9797. Do we even have a DJ John?
Oh, sure we do.
It's DJ John.
Hey, he's here.
DJ John.
Johnny. Oh, man.
The One Africa Fest is back in Brooklyn. John, you got tickets.
It's back, baby. Friday, October 1st. Coney Amphitheater in Brooklyn, baby. Tiwa Savage. Rema, is that how you pronounce it? Rema?
Yep, Rema.
Flavor or Flavor?
Flavor.
Flavor, okay, cool. Yeah, tickets available now on Eventbrite and Ticketmaster.com. Now, baby.
One Africa Fest back in Brooklyn. Has anybody been to a festival, outside festival, anything recently?
Outside festival.
Jam? San Janeiro?
Did you go to San Janeiro?
I did.
That's a little different too, but it is something. It is festival.
Food festival. Though. Okay. Sean,
Gov Balls this weekend.
I don't know. Outside festival any at all this summer?
Gov Balls.
Yeah. I mean, for the amphitheater we did on the reggae and soca tip.
Yeah, that was only one.
Which is where this is. So, nah, not really.
Rosenberg, you been anywhere?
Not to a festival like that. Gov Balls next weekend.
This weekend coming or the.
This weekend coming is Gov Ball.
What?
Yeah.
I've been to Gov Ball once.
I DJ at Gov Ball once.
Shout out to Gov Ball.
So, but I don't.
Big,
I don't.
I'm not a big 2-day weekend festival goer person. Nah. It's a lot. It's a big. A. That's a big commitment. B. The parking is just never conducive to people with my elitist standards.
We did 2 days before, Ebro. We did 2 days.
And it's 3 days, actually. But, yeah, Ebro,
did we
you're
do
not...
2 days?
Yeah, remember with Laura, you, and it was a whole big...
We got paid, right? And shout out to my man, Jeff Sanchez, the NBA. Yeah. That was a favor. It was a favor for a favor.
I don't know if it's a favor if you get paid, but anyways, you...
It is when you pay me, because all money ain't good money.
Because no. It isn't with Ebro because he's complaining no matter what. So just know what you're getting. Even if you're paid well, he had to be outside all day.
Yo, I had to be outside all day straight.
2 days in a row? Oh, my God. But, because you're an elitist, because you're supposed to take a little ferry there. Isn't that the way to do it?
Ferry?
No.
Y'all tripping.
To Gov Ball? Isn't that the easier way to go?
I got to talk to people. I got to, like, sit next to people, talk to people. Y'all tripping. Y'all better come pick me up.
I drove,
need a helicopter. Oh,
yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Or a hovercraft, right?
I need some.
Ooh, hovercraft.
Y'all better build me one of those little floating bridges I'll walk across. You know what I'm saying? Build me my own little bridge.
Your floaties.
Who we got online, Shani?
We got Erica.
Erica.
Hi.
Good morning, Erica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Answer, we got a question we got to ask you. You got to answer super fast. Rosenberg's got it. Mm-hmm. And you will be smarter than DJ John. You'll be at the One Africa Festival, clean Coney Island. Rosenberg, what you got?
All right, here we go. Here's your big question. What is Diddy, a.k.a. Love? What is Diddy's real name?
Sean Combs.
There we go.
That is correct.
Sean Combs. All right. Do we do a mock Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri since it may never happen? They kind of did one on Instagram Live over the weekend. Diddy thinks he deserves Dr. Dre.
I heard Trackmaster said something too. Like none of them
Trackmaster
went to smoke.
Got fired. We talked about that on the show before.
It was like Diddy don't want it. Or Jermaine.
Y'all better leave Jermaine alone. That's all I want to say, man. Yeah, y'all gonna stop talking to Jermaine Dupri like he ain't got fire.
All right, John, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
What is
Diddy's
mom's maiden name?
Ooh.
Smith. Gloria Smith.
Gloria. Her name's Valletta Wallace, man.
No, that's Biggie's mom.
Oh, Biggie's mom.
We're talking Diddy's mom. Her last name is Smalls.
Smalls?
Wow.
Yep. Isn't
really?
That weird?
That's right. I did hear that one time. That Diddy's mom's maiden name was Smalls.
Wow. Yep. You were close, John. You said Smith. And I, you know what? When I saw it was Smalls, I was like, this is the kind of weird answer John might actually give.
Mm-hmm. I never knew
that's
that.
That's
dope. Well,
wow. It's still Gloria, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Gloria Smalls. Who's on the phone? Gloria?
Erica.
Erica, you get tickets to One Africa Fest.
Thank you.
You want to shout out any of your family and friends while you're on the box?
No, I'm good.
Wow. Man. Yeah, we get a lot of those. People who don't want to shout out their friends and family.
And her.
You know,
and
it's smart, though, because once you start naming names, you forget somebody, somebody catch some feelings. It's smart. You did
that
the
is
right
a good point.
Erica.
By the way, Diddy's mom's name is Janice.
That's what I said.
Well, no, you didn't say it, and I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Ebro, who said her name
was... it was Gloria.
Who said it made up Gloria. It's Janice.
Janice Smalls.
Janice Smalls is the illest.
Wow, that's dope. Hang on. On the way, the Brosenberg Report, cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Let's pull it together. Monday vibes, sun shining. Anybody looked at the weather today?
Mm. I have not yet. Man, it's hard to beat yesterday.
It's cold now.
Yesterday was beautiful.
Yesterday
feels 61
sun.
Right now.
Man, today looks phenomenal.
The high is only 77.
Sun
clouds
though, Ebro.
Coming back in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Looks like rain on Thursday. So let's make sure we super enjoy today. Some B.I.G. for your commute. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, cast 197 minutes commercial free right now.
Good morning.
I got a question. Serious. I guess it's cancer. What flavor is Dr. Pepper?
Why did you tweet that yesterday?
That's the best question ever.
I think it's supposed to be cherry.
Nope.
Is it?
Not?
Mm-mm. Some people say on the can, which I haven't reviewed myself, that it says mixed fruits.
Mm.
Huh.
I always thought there was a picture of a little... like cherries or something. But it says there are 23 flavors.
Well, and then on online it says that it's a secret like Coke.
Why did you think, why did this cross your mind? Because I know you didn't drink a Dr. Pepper.
Nope, because I was, someone was talking about Dr. Pepper and it just dawned on me. I was like, what is Dr. Pepper? Because I've had a Dr. Pepper before. Like,
man.
I like Dr. Pepper. Tastes
it's pretty good actually. It's solid.
Well, here are the flavors.
I just didn't know what flavor it is. Just like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is the flavor.
So the flavors for Dr. Pepper are cola, cherry, licorice, amaretto, almond, vanilla, blackberry, apricot, blackberry, caramel, pepper. I don't even know how to pronounce this next one. Sarsaparilla, ginger, molasses. Mm-hmm. Lemon, plum, orange, nutmeg, cardamom, allspice, coriander, juniper, birch, and prickly ash. What?
A lot of those I can feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted to know. Is that an official thing or is that like somebody just putting it
out?
I don't
know. I guess there's a lot of websites dedicated to the same question you just asked. It's a thing.
No, I see. You see? It wasn't a crazy question. This is a hot topic. It's a hot topic.
I was interested in the answer for sure.
You see what I'm saying? Because you were like, yeah,
what is Dr. Pepper? I want to know.
We don't know. It's not pepper, I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you Diet Dr. Pepper is one of the best diet product sodas there is. And I've had them all, trust me. It's one of the best, in terms of tasting like the original,
it's the
Diet
closest.
Dr. Pepper. It's close. It's close.
There it goes, Dr. Pepper. Listen, man, these are the big questions people are talking about. Right?
That's these.
And for the other stuff, we put it in the Brosenberg Report. Let's get
it. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Mash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, well done.
So,
Ebro and P.
Ebro and P.
He's E on P.
Ebro and P. So the Karen Civil rabbit hole, we talked about who Karen Civil was earlier, and I think, you know, I mean, this is inside industry talk, so you may or may not care, but I think the interesting point is watching now. I just got forwarded a story of a nonprofit organization down in Haiti. Karen Civil's Haitian. This nonprofit organization came out yesterday, or a woman who worked with the organization, because they had invited Karen Civil down to open up a playground for kids down in Haiti, which Karen Civil participated in. But there was some funny business with the money she said she was going to contribute to helping open up the playground.
Uh-oh.
So there's that story. Then we also reported that she worked with Nipsey Hussle. People are saying that Nipsey Hussle, I just saw a whole thing about a rabbit hole of Nipsey Hussle firing her. Now, I don't know if that's true because that's just internet talk, but nonetheless, it is continuing to, the winds continually to continue to sway not in favor of Karen Civil. So nobody's coming out with the good stories of the work Karen Civil has done as of yet.
Well, we'll see if anyone comes out.
Yeah, we'll watch it play out. Rosenberg, what you got going on today?
I will give you this Nicki Minaj update from over the weekend. You see this?
No, what happened now? All last week it was her, Joyanne Reed, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, her meeting with the White House, but the White House saying, oh no, it was just a phone call, and her saying, I wouldn't lie about somebody called me with a meeting.
The Daily Beast wrote an article saying Nicki Minaj sicked her fans, the Barbs, on reporters Friday and threatened them herself. What? She posted the phone numbers of two reporters to her Instagram story, inviting spam calls and threats, this article says. The journalist had been trying to get in contact with her cousin's friend with the swollen balls, the man she cited in the now infamous tweets. She then put on Instagram stories, Charlene Rampersad, bitch, your days are bleeping numbered, you dirty hoe.
Damn it, man.
Then she posted screenshots of the reporter reaching out to someone in the family. Oh, sorry, on behalf of the Trinidad Guardian.
I don't think it's a good idea, Nikki, to be threatening. Are these just journalists trying to track down the story? And she's mad at them for tracking down the story? Or
I watched a clip from the Trinidadian news in which that's what they said. They said that these were just reporters trying to do their job, trying to track down a story. And now they're, quote, being subjected to a range of attacks via social media, including death threats. Of course, we hear that all the time when anyone hates anyone. But Nikki has a lot of followers.
She sicked those barbs on them.
Sheesh.
You never want to be in that place. Now we go live to Rosenberg, who's been in that place before, for a firsthand reenactment. How does it feel to be, for the barbs to be sicked on you, sir?
Not great, Bob. but I'll tell you, it was a different era. The 2012 sicking is kind of different, you know, than the 2021 sicking.
She's at another level.
She has she's so much bigger even, and the internet's a crazier place. It's an even looser, crazier place. This one, I just feel like this, once she got called out by Joyanne Reed, I wish she had just said, hey, you know what, Joy? Let me come on your show and talk to you about my concerns about the vaccine. And we could have just had a good conversation. This has gone completely lefty. I just don't understand.
First of all, the way they came at Nikki for her tweet about her cousin's testicular swollen nation.
Right.
Was aggressive and probably put her on defense. So then she went into attack mode. I don't see Nicki Minaj as the type of diplomat that when under attack goes, let's have a conversation.
While they're attacking her and her integrity.
I don't see that.
And,
I don't see. Right. I don't see Joy Ann Reid going, sis, you did this, and sis, I'm disappointed in you, and blah, blah, blah. And then Nikki goes, you know, Joy, let's have a talk, queen.
But the funny thing is, the reason that, that Joy threw in the sis and disappointed and used words like that, I think it's because she was trying to show a level of respect.
Right, but here's where, look, Joy Ann Reid don't owe Nikki nothing, Nikki don't owe Joy Ann Reid nothing, but we wish they would have respect for one another, right? That's what we wish.
That's exactly right.
That's what we hope and want. The truth is, Nikki wasn't saying, when you look at her tweets, while irresponsible to talk about an unfounded thing with her cousin, she wasn't anti-vax.
They left that part out.
Well, but because they left it out because it wasn't all the way relevant. Once you tell the story of my cousin's friend said, you've now, whether you're anti-vax or not, you just told millions and millions of people a tale that is essentially a tale of being anti-vax.
Well, no, I get it, but still people jumped out the window. And she
agreed.
Got into it.
Well, she's but Ebro, she's so famous, man. That's yo,
I
this
understand,
this made it to Biden.
She's a rapper. She's
which
not
is another
a she's not a doc. I'm not a doctor. I'm a rapper.
But by the way, that is the big issue here, is why do we take these things so seriously from artists? It's crazy. This made it to Biden, to Boris Johnson. You know, like, I can understand it was Trinidad's a small country and she's a huge star.
Well, and I even understand doctors going, yo, where's your cousin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to talk.
Go investigate this. Like, sure. I'm cool with that. Wait, what'd you hear? We need to go investigate that. But just attacking somebody who is not a doctor because they said they heard something is way out of line. People, now,
but I don't know, man. I feel like that's being very generous.
No, it is. It is.
But that's being generous.
I think we need to be generous because I think during this whole pandemic, what have we learned? We have learned that, A, people don't understand how vaccines work. B, they don't understand how the immune system works. They don't understand how viruses mutate. They don't understand much about the human anatomy or science.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, I agree with you also that people just don't need to attack people. It's like you don't need to flip out and get angry. You just need to have a conversation. And that wasn't done. She definitely got attacked. But also, let's not... Listen, Ebro, if Shani got on the radio and said to you, my cousin's friend... And told the ball story. You
not
would,
the ball story, but he's told other stories about his cousin.
And you, and when he has, you have gotten on him and been like, bro, you're on the radio. You need to be mindful. And
because I'm here with him. I'm here. That's my brother. I am here with him. Nikki is tweeting by herself in her man. With her son next to her while she's, you know, being a mom. So, you know what I'm saying? If I was next to Nicki, I'd be like, yo, Nick, you, hey, you Nicki Minaj.
You might not want to, you might want to wait.
You might want to chill. You know what I'm saying? But.
Have you seen the cousin's friend's balls? Has he sent a picture? No, no. We need receipts.
Now, there is some information. There is some information that came out saying that they actually found symptoms of testicular swelling based on the vaccine post. Because, you know, everybody started looking for it.
You know, okay, and you can find some?
Yeah, according to Vaers, which, you know, I know you said, Ebro said before, Vaers is like Wikipedia, but
yeah,
depends on who's submitting it. But they said they found 66 cases. But this is something that shows from before she actually made her claim.
Hmm.
So.
I mean, listen, by the way, I know nothing about anything, but I believe
that. So then there's that. So you have people saying it's impossible, it never happened, da, 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 da. And then you have somebody found something. So I think, look, all of it to say that if you want Nicki Minaj to be the responsible party here, I wish we were doing congratulations, you played yourself, because I hit you with the button. The people who are supposed to be the responsible party would be somebody like Joy Ann Reid, who could have toned that differently if she wanted a different result. But she obviously was and has been. And I watch Joy Ann Reid every night. She is the type of person that'll be like, yo, this is crazy. You sound crazy. You're the worst. She goes at people. And I relate to it because I do the same thing.
Listen, the main thing
Joy Ann Reid.
But you can't, you don't get mad at the reporters in Trinidad for trying to get the story.
Yeah,
the story's there now. They need to be allowed to do their job and not feel threatened by people. That's
the Rosenberg report, cool. Ladies and gentlemen. Look, coming up, we got to talk about it briefly. Jermaine Dupri versus Puff Daddy. We may never get the actual verses.
I think we will.
Cast One, put a couple of tunes together. Put a couple of things together. You know what I mean? If you had to put a little five-song verses together, Diddy versus JD, what would you pick? And we'll evaluate it just for shenanigans. Just for issues and giggles.
I will enjoy this because I don't even know who I like in this more.
It's WQHT New York. Cast One is 97 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, so over the weekend, Jermaine Dupri, Fat Joe, Snoop, and Diddy were all on a group Instagram, IG Live.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was IG Live.
That's right.
And Jermaine's been trying to get Diddy for this versus battle. He's been calling him out since he was in the garden, standing out front of the garden at the Ja Rule, Fat Joe situation the other week. And Diddy's like, nah, I want Dr. Dre. And so they get Diddy and Jermaine on, and Jermaine's talking crazy, and Diddy's screaming in the background, where's Dre? Somebody get me Dre. And then throwing on Mary Records and throwing on Big Records and threw on a couple of tunes, and Jermaine was talking, and we're going back and forth. But people act like Diddy is just going to wash Jermaine, like it's signed, sealed, delivered, it's done. And I don't think it'll be that easy.
Nah.
I don't think so. I don't think Diddy just gets to line up 10 Mary joints and 10 B.I.G. joints and call it a night.
And is he saying that he's only going to do it if Dre does it?
I mean, that's how he's making it sound.
Right.
So,
but by the way, that's not all, a fair.
Maybe this is all hooking us into them actually landing on Diddy versus Jermaine. Go ahead, Rosenberg. What was you going to say?
That Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri makes so much more sense than Diddy versus Dre.
Yeah,
tell us why you say that.
Dre may not hands-on produce everything, but he hands-on produced a lot of things, and that's not what Diddy does. Diddy and Jermaine do the same thing. They exec produce records, and they put the records together, and as a result, they are a perfect matchup. Dr. Dre does that, but Dr. Dre also literally creates the beats. He's an actual musician.
Jermaine doesn't cook up at all? I thought Jermaine gets on the boards a little bit and on the samplers and things like that a little bit.
He was absolutely producing too.
I'm sorry?
I say Jermaine did get busy on the samplers for a while too.
I don't know which songs those are. I don't think of him as a hands-on producer. I'm not saying he's incapable, but I think he's a lot closer to Diddy than he is to Dre. And I think Diddy's a lot closer to Jermaine than he is to Dre. And well, also, Dre's kind of in his own.
Removing all of that. Because that's, you know, just the songs. The songs that they have credit for and their names are attached to that they brought to hip-hop and R&B. Brought to the culture.
Diddy and Jermaine?
Diddy and Jermaine. Focusing on that.
Very even,
you think
this
is a walk in the park for Diddy?
No, definitely not. It is going to end. It's all about how you play it. We saw what happens when you think it's a walk in the park. People thought Fat Joe would have a walk in the park. But if you leave the door open a few times in the wrong spot, we ended up scoring that 10-10.
Ja Rule had them hammers.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Although, Ebro, you said, I don't know if he's just going to line up 10 Marys and 10 Biggies. I mean, you might want to do that.
Or
not. Those are tough to beat.
And the thing is on that, too, I think we mentioned before, if Diddy was to do that against Dre, that can create conflict that maybe Dre is like, I don't want to bring that back up. Because if I play California and then you play Biggie now, it feels like Pac versus Biggie again. It could start to stir up this East-West thing. And
yeah, they're not going to do that.
You go and play Who Shot You Now.
They're not going to let that. They're not going to let it get out of control like that.
And that, it's not going
to
happen.
The audience, the people watching going to try to do that.
Right. The comments will be like, play Who Shot You Now.
Nah, people.
Dre's not doing. By the way, Dre's not doing this thing.
Dre ain't doing it at all.
No, I don't think so. And one really funny thing that happened on that live, though, is Diddy said to Jermaine, you don't have music people play at weddings. Jermaine Dupri said, what about Let's Get Married?
Wow.
What about Let's Get Married?
See, now, so when those things happen, I swear to God that sounds scripted. Like, why would you even say that? Remix. When somebody's got a song called Let's Get Married.
I agree. Maybe that was scripted. It did feel like, really? Run DMC. This is the top 10 for Jermaine Dupri. And you can't even really respond to this. This song's in its own category altogether.
He got a Mary joint to respond. That Be Happy remix. What was that Smith & Wesson remix, the Mary joint?
I Love You. But the funny thing is that would lose. Total? That would lose. "Quote unquote lose" in the public domain
to this,
yeah, in the public domain, yes. Not here. I would never. I could never hear this again and be good. Although I like it, but it ain't "Mary, I Love You."
Right, it's classic.
It ain't this to us, but that "Let's Get Married" is a.
That to us is the biggest caveat of all time. People are going to be like, this is sleepy.
You see, Diddy,
I don't know this.
He got the Ciroc bottle in his hand. He just start doing
this
the...
This is how we do every day, all day.
Yeah, old New York heads like us are going to be like, yes, he wins.
Yes, Smith & Wesson.
This is how we do every day, all day.
Now, if Smith & Wesson come out,
you
kill it.
Shawnee, you think for 20-year-olds on Instagram, if Smith & Wesson comes out, it's going to make an impact for them?
They'd be like, yo, who these dudes?
I'm going to be like, yes, Tekken Steel.
That's a fact. That's
and
a
the
fact.
Kids are going to be like, put
the
on the jagged
here.
Edge.
The general's here. The general's here.
You know what I mean? Stay the general with that.
If this was the matchup and Let's Get Married and this song, I would have to see Let's Get Married.
Of course. And the mainstream, unfortunately, that's how it goes.
The mainstream just in general. All
right, so boom. Will is back. Will is back, Cass. We're mocking the Diddy JD. And by mocking, I mean, you know, creating a fake scenario of verses. If it was JD versus Diddy. Let's assume JD goes first. If you're JD, how do you start, Cass One?
I mean, he has to start.
I think you get to Heat right away. You got to get Diddy on his heels. Because eventually, you can't start with your Usher joints. You can't start with your Mariah Carey joints. You got to save those.
You can't start with Welcome to the Atlanta. That's too obvious.
I don't know.
You kind of can, though.
I think
kinda can. Because remember, the song was so hot that Diddy had to jump on the remix, remember?
Right, but do you start with the remix or do you start with the original one? Because you start with the remix, Diddy's already on there. Diddy has the upper hand right away. Even if it was hot, he was like, yo, I was on that.
He's going to say he's going to do that either way, though. Even if you play the original, Diddy's going to go,
right.
But you had to put me on the remix. Because I was that hot.
No. The record was, and that's where the argument starts. No, the record was so scorching that you had to make a New York one. Run it.
Party is the Waffle House. If you ever been here, you know what I'm talking about. Where people don't dance, all they do is this. And after the original, you know what it is.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Remix, it had to go down. I got something else to tell you about the new Motown. Where people don't.
You
got to
play the original. Sorry. The original's better. This doesn't hit the same.
I feel dated.
Nah, it's just the lyrics aren't memorable. We all know the lyrics to Ludacris. It's the ludicrous one. Call me the mayor. Yeah. Hot take, Ebro. Jermaine Dupri is a better rapper than Diddy.
I mean,
they both rap on record. Let's keep it real. They're rapping is going to be a part of this at some point. Who is right. the better rapper? Right. I think JD's the more natural rapper of the two of them.
I think you have a very good argument there, sir.
Right.
How does Diddy follow, Cass?
I'm starting with this if I'm Diddy.
Jeez, God damn!
Out the gate.
And this is a Diddy. This is his work.
Biggie had living all over. The sun don't shine forever, but as long
as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Is there a reason we're playing the music so low, or is it y'all just y'all ears heard or something?
Yeah, right. So tough one to respond to. That's tough. I don't know what you do from that.
I mean,
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hold on.
See, and that's why I said before we started this, that's why you got to get to the Brat and Biggie Smalls B-side early.
But that's still losing there.
But once Diddy unveils his Biggie joints, you can't ever play your Biggie joint again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no other way. Where do you get to play it? You got Biggie on a record with your artist.
But why do you have to do it matched up to...
Right.
That's why I said you gotta get it off because Biggie, every time you turn around, Diddy gonna be playing a Biggie verse. That's fire. Or a Biggie record, that's fire. Every other time.
So he might just stay away from it.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard, big. I think JD actually produced this, hands on. Turn it up.
Diddy could go a couple of ways here.
Oh yeah, that's fine for Diddy.
He could be like, alright, you wanna talk money?
That's... He doesn't even need to pull that out yet.
He don't, but he got... Or he could've went the other way. Benjamin's.
I thought you was gonna hit Benjamin's.
Nah, he could hold Benjamin's that one.
If we talking away. Money,
Benjamin's is the way. Will is back. I'm going to tell you why that's a mistake right there.
Because it sounds real.
For Big. Because now you take things into the pop realm quickly. Mm-hmm. It escalates to the pop realm quickly. At which point now you're opening the door for JD to go into Usher and Mariah very easy. Mm-hmm. And he's got super duper hits.
By the way, so does Puff though.
And Puff does too.
Don't forget, Puff could pull out that Mariah Carey Fantasy remix with ODB. He got that in the stash. I would have stayed.
And he's got Meth and Mary J.
And he's got Meth and Mary, the Grammy winner. If I'm Puff also, I'm comfortable for a minute staying in my R&B lane, hitting that 112 Only You remix with Biggie. Mm. He's got to get his peaches and cream in there at some point. He's got Faith Evans if he wants to hit that. He's got a Carl Thomas I Wish up his sleeve if he wants to hit that.
Yo, Diddy got a lot of R&B though.
Diddy got a lot of R&B.
This will actually boil down to the R&B because JD's R&B bag is just as heavy as Diddy's.
See, but I think Diddy wins there in terms of song quality. I think Diddy will win there. Loved it, but gosh darn it, do I love this song. This is the one to me. This is number one for JD to me.
Listen,
is it over the Usher bag?
This is my favorite.
We ain't even in the Usher bag.
Turn that up a little bit, Cass.
And never forget, JD is a legit songwriter. Like, he has songwriter credits. Like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool.
By the way, JD produced this one too.
important Rosenberg. At the time, these were 1A and 1B at the time.
But don't you think the winner here is the remix even more than this? Or you could play both. You make up rules now to verses.
Happen.
You can play both.
That's what's going to happen.
They'll mash them up. They'll mash them up. They'll blend them together. Yo, you know what I love about our show? Is we made up something that's just not even ever going to happen. We're recapping the recap of something that hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah. It's a recap of a conversation.
This is a great program, Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Yo, let's get into the gurus, man. It's guru time.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru Laura at gmail.com. Yes, the guru Laura at gmail.com. You send an email, and we do our best to help your life and save a life live. Shani save burns the sage.
That's right. Cleanse the energy. Remove all the toxicities.
The guru, Laura, is currently cleansing her own energy, having a little weekend with the family.
That's right.
But you send us your emails, theguru, Laura, at gmail.com. Now, guys, this is interesting. I have a lot of emails right now. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, someone tweeted me something, a story that they had read somewhere on Facebook. And they tweeted me at Rosenberg Radio and said, the gurus need to read this, right? Mm-hmm. And Shani, so this was not sent to us directly. But I think we should read this because I read it, Shani, and it's a doozy. Are you down
with that? It's like that.
Are you down with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I'll save these emails. Keep sending them. Rosenberg, theguru Laura at gmail.com. And we will get to all your emails. Trust me. But today I'm going to read this one that was tweeted to me yesterday by our listener. Dig this, guys. My husband is mourning his dead mistress. 3 months ago, the woman who was having an affair with my husband died suddenly. I found out about the affair only 2 days after her funeral. I thought she was simply a coworker, and I was wondering why my husband was so disturbed and emotional. He quit his job, saying it was too traumatic to go to work. She was also in the early stages of pregnancy when she died.
What?
And my husband doesn't know whether he or her husband was the father.
Wow.
So on top of everything, he's also grieving for a baby which may or may not have been his. I find it extremely difficult to be emotionally supportive when he wakes up at 3 a.m. crying and trembling. Yet I don't have the heart to yell at him like I want to. He says she's dead, so there's no reason for me to feel jealous or threatened, and asks for my understanding as he grieves. We've barely talked these last weeks because I don't know how to respond to my husband when he cries and says he misses her and wishes she were here, and then also how much he loves me and that he never intended to leave me. I asked him to visit a marriage therapist together, and he said he's, quote, not ready to work on our marriage and thinks he needs to see a grief therapist instead. Do I need to give him time to mourn the loss of his mistress, or should I demand the focus on our marriage?
Wow.
Let me just say, hey, yo.
My Lord.
This is for a pay grade higher than the gurus.
Yeah, that's deep. I was just about to say, B, this is a whole mess, fam.
That's deep. I mean, I know that that person is not listening, but if we were to give some type of verdict of somebody who maybe has gone through this who is listening, she wouldn't be able to force him to deal with the marriage if he's not ready, because both parties have to be in any therapy. Both parties have to be willing. That's we know that.
Before we even get to that, I have a question. I would like here. She's already forgiven him for having a mistress,
right?
And not just a side piece, like a legit side relationship that you're so emotionally tied to,
right?
that you're waking up crying because the woman is no longer alive? Is that?
Yeah.
And so the person emailing us has already forgiven the fact that you were in an emotional other relationship that was beyond just sex, clearly.
Yeah. That's heavy.
And so the woman emailing us is still interested in resolving this marriage. And he's got the nerve to fix his lips and say to her after she's already forgiven him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because clearly she wants to be in this. Mm-hmm. That he ain't even ready yet.
Right.
To work on y'all's thing. Mm-hmm. Because he's still grieving his side thing.
It sounds.
And you're crazy. Asking us if you should give this person more time.
That's.
Crazy. That's what we're hearing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when you put it when you put it the way you put it, it sounds crazy. It
Which
sounds
crazy
because that's
like,
what it is. But everything is not so.
Well, no. I was just about to say you're never. I don't believe waiting for him to grieve, do whatever counseling he thinks he needs first, then come back to you and work on your marriage. He's ever gonna respect your relationship.
Nope. He's selfish.
He does not respect your marriage. He does not care about your marriage. He cares about this mistress. And then after he's over that mistress, he's gonna go find another mistress.
Okay.
Not your relationship.
So for the record, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
Right.
However, she clearly wants to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be with him and you are accepting all of this madness, then you might as well wait for him to grieve.
Exactly.
Because that's what he needs. Shawnee, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because that's what he needs.
That's what he
needs. He's obviously not ready to talk. Listen, just now remove the fact that he was cheating and the wrong part of it. Just real life. He just lost his lover. She died suddenly.
Right.
He's messed up out here.
Right.
He's going to be messed up out here. Even if you were having a loose affair with someone and the person dropped dead in the middle, you'd be messed up.
Right.
Let alone, it sounds like they were deeply in love.
Yeah, and remember, you know, love without responsibility, it feels amazing. You think you really love this person. He was all in. Like, you think you met the person of your life, you know what I'm saying, in this moment, and then they die, and they might have been pregnant. So his brain is probably screwed up.
Pause right there, Shawnee. Pause right there. Everything you just said, he think he met the love of his life, the woman of his life. Hey, that's not you, whoever you're writing this email. That's not you. Think about that.
Right. But I'm saying where his brain is at, he's screwed up. You to have him sit down and talk about the marriage right now, if he's not going to do anything. Yeah, he's not going to be, his brain going
to
be gone.
Yeah, but to your point, she's going to be chasing this for, like, to Ebro's point, she's going to be chasing this forever because you're not that girl.
I think what the gurus are saying was, that ain't her question.
Her question, but that ain't her question.
Yeah, her question. She's already accepted the chase. She's already accepted the fact that she's secondary. Yeah. She's already accepted the fact that her marriage basically hinges on what her man is, where he's at emotionally with his mistress.
Right.
And so her question is, do I give him time?
What was the question specifically, Pete?
Yeah, do I give him time to grieve the loss of his mistress, or do I demand we start working on a relationship now?
You can
demand it all you want. It's not going to be effective.
Right.
Facts. So, well, that's the question. Go ahead. You might as well wait.
That's right. That's what I
That's said. That is the real answer.
The only way for you to get some respect here is to get out of this relationship.
She didn't ask for respect, though.
Right. She didn't.
That probably waved her goodbye a long time ago. Let's be real.
Because she could have been like, do I demand it or do I leave?
She didn't even offer leaving, Shawnee.
She didn't say that. She said,
leaving's not even on the table.
Do I demand it or do I give him time?
That's leaving's not even on the table.
You might as well give him time.
Yeah. You know what? You might as well give him time. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're going to do weakness.
Now, I thought of you yesterday, Shawnee, and our guru audience, because once again, my girl has put me on to a trashy relationship TV show on Netflix.
What's the name of it?
This one's called Dr. Foster. And it is, let me tell you right now, if you are out there and you are in an unstable relationship where you think your partner's cheating.
Mm-hmm. And this is the sex one?
This is not the sex one. That was called Sex Life.
Okay.
This is the cheating one, Ebro. This is the cheating one. So if you're in a relationship where you suspect there's cheating, do not watch this show. It will not take you to a good place. If you're in a relationship,
Dr. Foster.
It's Bashani. It'll have you out. Yo, it's that show that women are like, oh hell no. No! That did not. She did not. Wait. And then when she eventually blows the whole thing up, women are going to be out there waving their imaginary guns in the air when she blows the whole thing up.
Onyx.
It's that show. What's your question, Ebro?
My question is about Netflix and their originals and the content that they're
and
making.
The trash they like feeding us.
Listen, has Netflix slid to like just a dumping ground for soap operas?
It's definitely part of what they're doing for sure.
Right.
They definitely have a plan that seems to be, we're not making enough money spending money on these huge titles for major studios. Let's make our own really watchable, binge-worthy shows with no-name actors that we can pump out.
Flooding it. Yeah.
That definitely seems to be part of it. I mean, listen, they still drop big ones, too.
Yeah,
they're definitely
sure.
still dropping big shows. But, you know, you're right, Ebro. These shows are popping up where you're like, why do... Yo, is that Elizabeth Hurley?
My lady watches them. She'll be like, yo, babe, you want to watch this show? I'll be like, this looks terrible. She'll be like, no, but the storyline is great.
There was the one that a lot of people watched, too, about the plane disappeared in the sky. And when the people came back,
manifest.
I'm in on that one.
Went down that rabbit hole.
Yo, Ebro, that one got people because the trailer was like, they went on a flight 10 years ago. They think it was 1 8-hour flight, but the world has moved on 10 years while they were in the sky. Yeah. You look at the actors, you'll be like, is that someone I know? Nope. No, it's not. It was someone I thought I knew.
I knew.
Right.
Yeah, on the way to Brosenberg Report, we'll get into it. Cast One, hit him with that Drake. We Draking. Drake 9-7.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It is time for the Brosenberg Report. Let's go.
Ebro and P.
He's P, I'm E.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie.
That's right. Sean E, cast one with an E.
Walter with an E is crazy.
Yo, Chris Rock, who is apparently vaccinated, also has the COVID-19 again. Or for the first time. I don't know what's going on. Man. But he said, get vaccinated. Hey, guys, I just found out I have COVID. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated is what he tweeted. Now, some people said we're all praying for you and your balls. And others are like, wait, I thought you were vaccinated. How are you now having this bad situation? So some people are speculating he's got a breakthrough case. Shawnee, I don't know how people have verified that Chris Rock was already vaccinated. But you said he said it, or you saw a clip of him saying it.
Yeah, well, when I looked it up, he stated on a Jimmy Kimmel interview that he was. But he was making light as well. Kind of like, you know, I'm two shots, Rock. You know what I'm saying? And mentioned that he got the Johnson & Johnson. So I didn't see the clip.
Previously said he received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Right.
This is the HollywoodReporter.com is the one that's here. I'm two shots Rock, that's what they call me. Before specifying he received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But why would he call himself two shots Rock when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is one shot?
Well, that does confuse me.
Isn't it supposed to be two shots in one?
I mean, but no one thinks of it that way. as someone who got Johnson & Johnson, I definitely didn't think of myself as two shots. I actually specifically got it because it was one shot.
Now, is the only evidence of him having taken a shot that specific clip?
This is all I'm saying. Rock seemingly joked. He said he cut the line to get the shot early. I didn't care. I used my celebrity, Jimmy, Rock said. I was like, step aside, Betty White. I did Pootie Tang. Step aside, old people.
Well,
he said,
listen,
I was
man.
Like Billy Zane on the Titanic. Leo DiCaprio died. Billy Zane lived to see another day. I don't want to be the Leo at the bottom of the ocean. Billy Zane got another woman after that thing. Mm. In reality. So he was joking about it, and this was back in May. But nonetheless, he's confirming that he's got COVID. So if it's a breakthrough case, we've definitely heard about those.
Yep.
For sure.
It happens. Those moving.
You know what I'm saying? There's been thousands of those. Of the, you know, outside of the hundreds of millions who have got vaccine, there have been thousands of documented breakthrough cases. So get well, Chris. Look, you know, remember, the vaccine is not a cure. It only keeps you from going to the death or the ICU bed is the idea. And it also keeps you getting into venues when you got your vaccine card. You know what I'm saying? You can go places. Concerts, restaurants, and the like. Rosenberg, what you got today?
I did, by the way. I yesterday had an indoor vaccinated brunch. Got to tell you, it was luxurious. It was nice to have an indoor meal and feel secure. I understand people's concerns about it. There's definitely some real things out there. But from the standpoint of someone who got it, it does feel nice to be able to move around. And I've been in spots where Rona was in there. Oh, it was in there. And I came away unscathed, knock on wood. So I feel pretty good about it.
A million people tested positive for COVID in the last week. Most were unvaccinated. 90,000 Americans are in the hospital for COVID. Vast majority are unvaccinated. 13,000 have died of COVID. Almost all were unvaccinated. But Chris Rock tested positive, so forget all those numbers. All right? Chris Rock is a perfect example of why the vaccine doesn't work, Rosenberg. Just this one guy.
But that does happen, and I understand why it happens. People get hung up. I get it. I really do. And also, let me be clear, as someone who's vaccinated, I know we have a tendency, vaccinated people have a tendency to want to just shout down the unvaccinated people always.
You're one of them.
At times, I can get frustrated.
You're the worst one.
I'm the worst one? Let's not go there, please. Because you're the one who usually sets me up to go off, and then I end up going off. But by and large, when I'm calm and relaxed, I understand why people have concerns. And the fact is, of course, there are going to be people who it will affect adversely and could have some bad things happen. It's possible when you inject something into your body. But if you continue to keep your eye on the number, what we're seeing is the significant higher percentage of people who are getting extremely ill or dying are sadly unvaccinated folks. So that's how I look at it. It was a gamble I was willing to take. I know people whose arm has hurt for an unusually long time. I know people who had a breakthrough case. I know all those things.
You know anybody with swollen testes?
Don't know anyone with swollen testes from this. And I don't know anyone who's
out there.
Maybe they are. Shawnee, by the way, if there's 66 of them out there, that's possible.
Right.
How many vaccines have been distributed so far?
100 in America?
Worldwide.
Oh, hundreds of millions for sure, though.
So if there's 66 pairs of swollen nuts out of a couple hundred million vaccinated, yeah, that is, you could be the one with the swollen nuts.
Right. You could be the one.
But that's true of the second you hit some Advil because your headache, you could be the person who God knows what happens. We're not talking about Advil.
People known about Advil for a long time. If Advil gives you adverse effects, it's fine. We've been known about Advil.
Yeah,
right.
And you can sue them.
Vaccine is new.
And you can't sue them.
You can't sue somebody if you're allergic to Advil.
You can't sue somebody for adverse effects of Advil either, bro.
Because it says it on the bottle, right?
Right. That you can get,
I can't take. I can't take Advil.
Swollen.
I can't sue him.
You can't take.
No,
you can't take Advil.
No.
Why not?
And if he does, he can't sue Advil.
Yeah, I can't sue Advil.
You got to know your own Advil health situation,
right,
bro.
Right.
What word? What we need a word for people like Cass One? Because now we have the word the unvaccinated. What do we call the unable to Advil?
The unadulated, I don't know.
Right. I mean, I guess you would be medically exempt in some respects.
Well, it's like you can't sue a seafood restaurant. You go in there and eat seafood and have an outbreak or something, and they're like, you didn't know you was allergic to seafood?
You can't sue that restaurant.
Right.
Right.
So there's some medical exemptions. Maybe.
Well, you got to know your own situation. You got to know your situation.
That's right.
For sure.
And that is your Brozenberg report on this Monday morning. 74 and sunny today, kids.
And actually, you probably can sue anybody for anything. You just probably won't be successful. You can bring a lawsuit all you want.
You could always go sue Karen Civil if all else fails.
Yeah.
Damn.
If The Weeknd showed us anything.
Yo, man. Yo, so anybody, look, man, we've worked with Karen Civil. I've never given her any money, but we've definitely had her on the program and known her for a while. I've known her to be a nice person. But clearly, these examples of people coming out with Karen, they got their own truth. Now, I'm wondering, of all of the artists that Karen has worked with, nobody saying anything on behalf of Karen Civil? People that have paid her?
If I'm her, I'm looking around like, guys, someone going to say something today? Because this, Ebro, these rooms continued on Clubhouse. They started Saturday. I looked yesterday on Clubhouse, which I haven't looked on in 3 months, but I was curious. I re-downloaded Clubhouse and looked. There was a room yesterday with 800 people in it. Still on this
talking subject. About Karen Civil.
Yes. It was. Yo, people have time, by the way. People were waiting for Awkwafina, I saw on Saturday night. People
what
just
happened to Awkwafina?
People were mad again about her quote, unquote black scent.
I guess she's a Queens girl that uses street slang and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess she said that she wouldn't use a quote Asian accent. And so people were like, wow, you won't use an Asian accent, but you use a black scent. And blah, 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 blah. Anyways, my point is this. Whether people are angry or not, there's always people waiting. So if you make your mistake, there are people waiting.
Oh,
that's the world.
Yo, especially if you're sitting on a throne somewhere. If you've had any type of success. Yo, when they, the day they come for Rosenberg, we're going to have a field day on this program. That's going to be a good time.
The day? It hasn't happened yet?
I'm sure it's going to happen again. Yo, when they
come for me. By the way, I'm about to say, your throne's way higher than mine, bruh. You got higher. You got further to fall. You got more cash in the bank. I'm chilling. I'm low key. I'm a radio guy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, real late.
In the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.